Lads, we're a week out now from the fight. I want to start with yourself. How's training going?
Yeah, brilliant. You said, a week out at the moment, everything's flying. Just started bringing the tempo down here now, small, but concentrating on the weight more than anything. Other than that, we're flying, really.
Willie, I suppose with such a large crew of you fighting on the night, you're all kind of pushing each other, and it's a massive benefit for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great camp. We've all been training here now, morning and evenings as well. And as Max said, there now, like, it's just the last week really is just making weight, really. Like, you know, all the hard work is done. So just looking forward now to getting in there next week.
I know it's a very personal question, but how was all your weight going?
grand. The usual, about 4 kilos, I suppose, 4 or 5 kilos.
Yeah, grand. It's less fuel to lose there now. So
yeah, really. Dave, this is your first time out in the Red FM studios. Can you give us a bit of your history in the sport?
I started training under Anthony Cockery back in 99. So I was training alongside Martin and Seamus Cogan all the way up through. I've competed under Siam Warriors now for 10 years plus, I suppose, now at this stage. It's been it's a great club, great place to be, I suppose. From the outside, it's looked at as a very individual sport, but it's very much a team sport then, when we're all training together then.
That's something I gathered just from interviewing you over the last couple of years, that there's a very close team bond up in Siam.
Very much so, yeah. As I say, from the outside, it is looked as kind of an individual sport, but your team and your preparation are a big part of it. I mean, those guys taking time out. So the likes of Willie there, he has guys coming in there early in the morning, up at 5 a.m. training to accommodate fellas' different time schedule and things. So, as I say, it's a huge team sport, really.
And Dave, just kind of, what is it about the sport that kind of like hooked you and kind of got its claws into you and kept you at it?
I suppose the teamwork side of it. There's a huge, I wouldn't say a click, but there's a huge friendship and bond between all of us as well, I suppose. Mm. As I say, I know Martin and Seamus. Wayne Sheen as well. We've trained well over it nearly 2 decades now at this stage, you just see it's. I've stepped away from it on a couple of occasions, just with life gets in the way. Yeah. And sometimes just with family. I've young kids as well, so it takes up a lot of my time as well. But my wife is very good as well, giving me time for training as well. So, thanks a lot, Ciara, by the way.
Is she able to watch your fights, or does she watch it like with her fingers through her hands like that?
She's always been here for any of the ones in Ireland, and she's been a big support to me. I suppose there's kind of a certain amount of squeamishness involved as well, but she's always been there to support as well. And I suppose I'm kind of maybe a bit of the elder lemon as well in the club as well, training and fighting up to this age, but it's kind of hard to stay training as well if you don't have a goal at the end of it. So hence going back after nearly a 3-year break, going back
any worries about ring rustiness or anything?
Not
the way he's throwing us around the place.
I suppose I've a huge amount of faith in Martin and the guys as well, in that if I wasn't up to it, Martin wouldn't put me forward. Yeah. And the guys were that close and that friendly as well, that everybody would say, look, Dave, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to pick up a little bit on this, you need to do a little bit more of that. It's great.
Talk to us about your respective fights. William, might start with yourself. Who are you fighting?
I'm fighting James E. O'Connell, Donkey.
Yeah.
He'd be well known.
The name is known well. You obviously know him quite well, so.
Yeah, you know Donkey. Yeah, he's a good fighter, tough opponent. I fought him there about, when was it, a year and a half ago? In the first Cage Kings.
Yeah.
And he won that by decision. It was close enough, he was catching me with straight shots and leg chops a bit, so this time it's. Revenge, you know.
Does it just five rounds as well, yeah?
Five rounds as well.
Does that suit you better, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I don't wake up till about the third round.
So the Cage Kings fight was over.
Exactly. I was like, what's going on here?
You obviously know him quite well, so you know his strengths and you know what you have to work on going into this.
Yeah, absolutely. To be honest, he's kind of, he plugs away. He's a fit fighter. Good with knees, chops, he's good straight chats as well, he's good hands, So I've been working on a few different things now, like, you know, so hopefully it'll pay off.
Fingers crossed. Mac, yeah. You're fighting Robert Engie, isn't it?
Yeah, myself and Rob. Oh, Rob's around a long time now. He trained back with Anthony Cockery from the start as well. Back in the day, he's over 50-odd plus fights or something like that, I think. I think it'll be a good clash of styles between the two of us, so hopefully it'll end up being a good old scrap between us.
He's a proper veteran as well. I think he's come up in something like 50 fights or something, isn't he?
Yeah, something like that, I think. Yeah, it's like, this is my 22nd or my 23rd or something like that, I think. Like, so hopefully now two of us will be even enough matched and hoping for a good fight on the night.
Is it the first time you fought him, isn't it?
Yeah, first time fighting him.
But you've obviously seen him, quite a lot of him. You've seen a lot of his
fights. Yeah, we've seen him. He was in Martin's first eight man in Neptune a few years back, and we've seen him in one or two and since then as well, and before that. Like I said, he's a talented fellow, very good techniques like that, so hopefully it'll be a good scrap.
Are you the kind of fighter who kind of tailors a game plan for your opponent, or do you just continue doing what you're doing?
Well, like the lads were saying there, now usually just when we're training above Martin Saar, the key man above, he tells us what we need to do, what we don't need to do. What I find coming into the fights is your corner could either win or lose, if you know what I mean. Especially that's what we find. We have a great corner, Martin, Wayne, Kev Crowley, Mick and the boys, they're all there. They're going to be finding things that you won't find, that you won't see in there. So when you're coming in the break, stuff like that, it's good to be listening to them. They're going to point things out to you, let you know what you have to keep the eye out for.
The last time I spoke to you, you were crowned the Cage Kings champion. Are you looking forward to getting the MMA gloves back on again down the line?
Oh, yeah, looking forward to it big time. Like, I think it's a great mix of the board from me. Didn't come out looking too well after it.
I thought you looked better than before you went in.
But that's probably why you're spending today alone. No, joking. No, seriously, no. I like the old Cage Kings as well, like, but it's good to get back in the ring now as well. Like, the last few fights just had been in the cage as well, so it's good to get back to where we started with it. Like.
Did I hear rumours you were going international and fighting in Manchester? Is that all just rumours at this point?
No, that's brilliant. Martin's actually teaming up with two of England's biggest promoters at the moment, Daz Morris and Phil Sheridan. They do the main event in England, and it's one of England's biggest promotions around. So we're doing Cage Kings International, Ireland versus England. Martin, we don't know who's on or what yet, but apparently he's picking the Irish squad, and we're going to be fighting against the English on 17th of July.
Sounds massively exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant, hopefully, and there'll be a good squad of us going over. Hopefully anybody else that wants to travel, apparently flights are cheap and all that, cheer on the Irish lads, like, so hopefully now that'll be good as well.
Well, you fought in the MMA gloves, haven't you?
Yeah.
How did you find the experience?
Insane. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough going, like, you know what I mean? Thai boxing's tough as it is, like, in with those gloves, like, geez, even the jab there and over anything would just open her face a bit. Like,
you know? Cuts straight.
Yeah, like it's different as opposed to the UFC and the MMA. Like, there's breaks, you know, when you're on the ground and all this. But this just constant lashing, like, you know, so it's nuts enough, like.
You're fighting in the gloves again soon, is it?
Am I?
Yeah.
Not today.
I thought
July is barbecue season.
You know something we don't have.
Maybe I left something under the bag there. Yeah. Dave, have you had any experience with the MMA gloves, or is that just something that you're not interested in?
No, Martin said that he won't insure anyone of my OAP standard.
He's so, older than Joe Lewis.
it's not something. I think it's something that I'm going to leave up to the younger guys. My modelling career would be at risk there as well. So, yeah.
Dave, who are you fighting on Saturday?
I'm fighting a guy called Wayne Grant from Phantom Gym in Dublin.
How much do you know about him?
I know he's a very tough opponent. I'm probably giving away a few years to him as well. He's fought one of our guys as well previously, so he is a tough opponent. So I'll have a tough night, all right, but quietly confident.
Excellent, that's what we like to hear. Lads, as always, Martin puts on a top class card, and he's bringing over some top class ties as well next week.
Yeah, I'm starting off with Pecorn and Little Water, starting off there. Two massive stadium champions there from Thailand. It's a big fight that the Thais will be screaming out for, and lucky again here to have it in Cork first. I know Martin was saying that there's some promoter over there looking to have it either after the summer or something there as well in a big stadium show. So it's great to have it here for the Irish audience before anywhere else. Like.
What are the fights you're looking forward to in the Carbilly?
Definitely Nazar K. Jim are coming over as well. They're an unreal gym, like, in France, probably one of the best outside of Thailand. Like, And our own lad, Rashford's there, Ryan Sheen is fighting one young lad. What did you say? He's like 18 or something.
18, 19,
but
yeah.
he knocked out the WBC former champion recently. Like, so
that's a change opponent for Ryan, though. Yeah. Is he disappointed he didn't get to fight Elias again and kind of get some revenge?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. But he'll get him another time, like, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to fight one of these lads like from Nazar Kajim, because they're such a well known gym.
Mm.
So to beat him will be even better, to be honest, I think, like, you know. And they have another lad from the gym as well who's fighting the other Thai on the show, so that'll be a crazy fight, like. And
yeah, even those fights alone would be worth the ticket price, yeah, just alone.
That's
yeah.
it, just them ones alone. Mm. But you have, like, in total, you have them, we have the three Irish title fights, the other, we have Dave and Willie fighting Irish titles, then we have Barry O'Connor versus Colly Mayo from Belfast.
Mm.
And that's going to be another cruiserweight title, two big lads banging it out for the belt. That's going to be another great fight.
Good clash of styles.
Yeah, altogether I think it's something like 13 A-class fights, like, even they did something of that calibre on the show, is you're not getting anywhere else in Ireland, and then there's another big sort of undercard then as well, like, so a massive show for the night.
You've Mickey O'Grady and Barry O'Neill as well. They fought out in the bars last year, but it was the final of the event, and I think Barry's exhausted. They trained together in Thailand, so this has got a lot of intrigue heading into this one.
Yeah, that's actually getting a bigger hype as well. They're now the two boys, two great fighters, two boys very strong, two of them be plugging ahead going forward the whole time, so that'll be a great fight as well to watch.
Yeah, really looking forward to this card. They never fail to just provide tons of excitement and tons of thrills, so really looking forward to it. Lads, best of luck for Saturday night. No doubt you're all going to get wins on Saturday, but best of luck regardless.
Thanks very much.
First off, talks about Cage Kings the last night in Neptune Stadium again. Another cracking night, and you have to be happy with the way the Cage Muay Thai has taken off in Cork.
Again, yeah, it's great. It's people have taken to it excellent. Like, it's just a different format that we use for the fighters in the cage. We're able to share the cage with the MMA fighters, so all the Cork fighters who do both sports get a chance to shine on the night, like, you know. The Thai boxing shows are quite huge in Cork, like, you know, so we were asked a few times by the MMA fighters, they'd like to be on big shows like that, so we just brought that, and then we brought in the Cage Muay Thai style with the MMA gloves, which is absolutely phenomenal now, like, you know. It's been watched all over, and the highlight clips are going, they're going literally around the world. Yeah, like, you know,
fantastic. This show again seems to be another step up. I mean, like, you've just confirmed a TV deal for this show, which is massive.
Yeah we have Combat TV, which is covers all shows in France, Belgium, Luxembourg, Holland, places like that. Like, it's on satellite TV in Europe, like in North Africa, and it's just they approach me, and it's great to have, like, you know, to see I'm bringing top fighters from Thailand, top French fighters, and where Ryan Sheehan fought in France in Paris in December, and he took on one of their young guns, and who's a big name, and even in the TV commentary on that show, when it was in French, when it was translated back for me, they were saying, like, they were laughing at him at the weigh-ins. They were laughing at him in round one, saying, "Oh, this guy's not going to go past round one," but the tables turned in, like, and their own fighters in trouble at the end, and decision was given to their own fighter Ilias in the end. But Ryan has to rematch him now, and that's open the French's eyes to say there's big Muay Thai in Ireland and big fight events, like, you know.
I spoke to Ryan about that fight. He thinks he won it. What do you think?
I think it was close. He had him under pressure. He had a very tough first round. You know, a lot of time in Thai boxing, the first round started, scored even a lot. Like, but I think Ilias definitely pushed hard in the first round. He came out from the first, say, 5 seconds in, he was kicking Ryan in the head, like a big push kick to the head, pushing his head right back. And Ryan's type of fighter, he might look at the start like he's under a bit of pressure, and he always shines through as the round to one. Like, and definitely Ryan had a very strong second, huge second round. He won that. He won the fourth round, third round was even. But I think the French fighter, looking back now, you know, it was very close. Like, he's at home, he's the main boy, he's, you know, you have to take it to him. He's going to get it, like, so. They were delighted to get the fight on again. Oh, it's that bigger stakes, European title, so it's going to be very interesting. I think we have the makings of taking him, like, you know. Yes. He's also 3 times the experience, like, you know.
Yeah.
He's 80 fights and he hasn't lost many at all, like, and he's basically down for a fight every month, and I mentioned securing for February. He actually won last night in Italy again.
Yeah.
So that fight was arranged before this fight was arranged, so he went ahead and took it anyway.
Yeah.
And that was a big show in Italy, massive shows in Italy all the time, 10, 12,000 people.
Yeah.
And he won that again, I think it was a stoppage actually. Mm. And so Ryan's going to rematch that, and that's going to be, do you know, the atmosphere for that in Cork.
Yeah, I was supposed to say the famous Neptune atmosphere for that one's going to be major.
Yeah, and and young Ryan, as I call him, he'll I'm sure he'll shine through. And you know, he's only from a mile up the road as well. Mm. Like, so he has a lot of support.
Yeah, there's always huge crowds there for Ryan. Talk to me about the ties you brought in this time.
The ties this time is Packarn. All anyone has to do is type in Packarn highlight on YouTube if you're not into the game that much, but you know the fight. Type in Packarn into YouTube and you'll see.
I've been watching him. He's frightening.
Ah, you see the level he's at, like punching wise. He seems to get himself in wars of fights, like. Mm. Punching wise, kicking wise, he sweeps guys off the feet. His movement timing is phenomenal. He's a phenomenal fighter. Like, and if Thai boxer was sort of promoted where UFC is for, like, he'd be up there. Mm-hmm. As like an amazing fighter. Like, yeah. You know,
so yeah. Got massive excitement so for him coming.
Oh, absolutely! Like, yeah, he's top drawer. Like, you know, he's a big draw, and he's going to fight Litawada, who is a Channel 7 Stadium champion. Like, you've a couple of stadiums in Thailand. They're a lot of them are gambling orientated, and like the crowds come especially for the exciting fight. And this particular fight, Packarn versus Litawada, they'd love it in Thailand. They'd absolutely love it. But we have it here, and that's great. Like, you know,
fantastic, yeah, fantastic. What are the other big fights in the card?
Other big fights in the card, of course. We have another Thai fighter, Pong Sang Lek. He's fighting another top French fighter from Nassau K Gym. His name is Ryan Mekki. He'll give it a right go. All the fighters in that gym, they're not in this game. Like, they're a very well known gym. So France, to me, like, is a top fighting nation in Europe for Thai. And so I've two French coming. They're two young French champions. One will fight Ryan, one will fight a Thai. You have the main event is Packarn Littlewood, as we said. And then going out to your three Irish title fights, we have Willie Murphy. He's going to rematch James O'Connell, which was the first fight on the first Cage King show.
Yeah.
Willie didn't shine that night.
Tough fight from a right champ.
It was, like, it wasn't his night, like, but this fight's over five rounds, which will suit Willie better, and James too. It will suit James too, and I think you'll see a much different fight, and I think you're going to see a much more all out fight and taken into the trenches in the later rounds.
Yeah, three Irish title fights on the night as well.
You have Barry O'Connor, who shows up all the time at the Neptune shows, and he's mad fighting him. He's from Spartan Thai and Ballincollig. He's going to take on a very strong fighter from Belfast, Colley. His first time in Cork, no fighting, but Colley's won a four-man tournament there last year, which are hard to win sometimes, like, if you're at a high level, and he did well in that to win that. And himself and Barry are two big lads fighting at around 85 kgs for the cruiserweight title, and they move well, and they're big guys, and they're great at, you know, off balance and falling shots, and it'd be good to see two big lads like that moving well, and you know, they're not sluggish, they're big lads, like,
yeah,
you know.
You've got Dave O'Brien and Wayne Grant as well, which could be a cracker.
Yeah, Dave will come back now after probably a spell out of, I don't know what it is, about 2.5 years or something like that. But he's back, and Wayne Grant got his knockout the last time in Cork over Dave's, I suppose, stablemate, Wayne Cambridge. Just Wayne was flying it in the start of the fight, and he just got caught. Anything will happen, like, you know, as everyone says, anything can happen, and Wayne got caught. But Wayne's on the card himself. But Dave and Wayne Grant, everyone loves watching Dave because he's such a powerful fighter, like, you know.
There's a couple of fights I'm really looking forward to. One is Mickey O'Grady and Barry O'Neill. I saw them fight in the bars in the end of that tournament. It wasn't a great fight because I think Barry was just wrecked at that fight. But the fact that they're going to rematch each other is massively exciting.
Absolutely, and they're two very strong lads, like, you know, really strong, really determined lads. When they did the four-man tournament, Mickey got he came out solid in the first round, really sharp, really skillful, stopped his fighter with a knee to the body. Mickey did it all out. It had to be said, I suppose, another war, you know, back and forth fight, and he was really bust up after the fight. I actually refereed the final, and I could see he was sore. I knew he was sore. I could see marks in him and stuff like that. Like, but he came out, in fairness, you know, hats off, came out to do the first fight, and did he get through the first round?
No, he was
struggling. He took a count, his legs was gone, but Mickey had a great run that night. He had two stoppages, but it's going to be a different fight, and they won't hold back against each other. They're two solid lads, like, you know.
The lads have been training in Thailand together as well. Like,
that's the thing in the sport, like, you know, it's not a sport where you protect your record. It's not a sport where you avoid someone. You might end up fighting a buddy who, you know, like, the lads train together, and but just leave behind. It's you just get it done. There's no big, you know, 99% of the time, there's no big pushing and shoving in this thing.
Yeah.
It's done. No, they will leave it go on there, and they will. I suppose break each other up as such, like, but afterwards it's all good afterwards.
Owen Mack and Robert Energy is another one I'm really looking forward to.
Owen Mack, you know, Owen Mack, Rob is an extremely skillful fighter. He's well known through the years. Rob must be fighting I'd say his first fight in Cork back in the Jory's days.
I think I heard he's 49 fights at this point.
Yeah, he's a lot of fights. Like, you know, his first fight, I think, would have been back in around 2001, back in Jory's Hotel in Cork, like when that used to be the main show. And like, that would have been, they would have been sold out back in the day, 600 people. Like, yeah. They would have actually sold out 3 and 4 weeks in advance. he's going to fight Mac. Mac, you know, every time he comes again, and he'll plug forward, and he'll do what he do, and you know, I'm sure he'll go out to churn out as a result again this time.
I love watching that guy fight. Speaking of sellouts, tickets, how do people get them?
They can get off any of the fighters, any of the gyms with fighters on the card. They can get them at Horgan's Bar, Blarney Street. They can get them at the Sion Warriors gym just off Glen Ryan Road there. Any of the fighters really will have them.
Yeah. Excellent. Martin, thanks very much for coming in, and really looking forward to tonight.
Appreciate it, Ryan. Cheers. Thank you.
Okay, we're with Ryan Sheen. We're a couple of weeks out now from the big show happening in Neptune. First off, how are you, buddy? Haven't spoken to you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks now since we've contacted each other. Last time I seen you was a couple of months ago, I'd say, was it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, for the last show, wasn't it? Up in Neptune.
February. Oh no, sure. Cage Kings in November, October, that would have been the last.
Actually, talk to me about Cage Kings, because a certain Mr. McGregor was there. And Mr. McGregor was very impressed with your performance that night.
Yeah, he before the fight, I knew he was there, like, you know, and he was kind of being pesterised by everyone, so I kind of left him alone, and I was trying to focus on the fight myself. So when I walked into the dressing room, I just goes, alright, how are you? And he looked at me, and so I just kept walking past. And then I was warming up for the fight, and he kind of turned around and he goes, you're looking very strong. And like, when someone says that to you, like, on his level, like, you're kind of like, right, I must be doing something right. Anyway, standing there, someone goes, Rasher, are you going to steal the show tonight? And he looked at me, and I just goes, I'll try my best.
And you did too.
And then before I went out to the fight, he goes, I'm going to go and watch a fight. So then I was like, Jesus, in my head, then I was thinking, I have to put on performance here. I was like, I really have to go in now and show up.
That's some pressure if Conor McGregor says I'm going to watch it.
And then after the fight, like, when I got out of the ring, he was in front of me. And he shook my hand and stuff, like, you know, I was there, like, this is actually not even real. I didn't believe it, because, like, Jesus, this is great. In the dressing room then, I was there, I'll get a photo with you there later on. Then we were getting a photo, and he goes, I'll get the photo, so do you want to get that photo?
Yeah.
So we got a photo then, like, you know, Facebook.
Apparently he was really nice backstage, time for everyone, that kind of...
Yeah, seeing him on social media and stuff, it's kind of like, he has this big mouth and stuff, like, which is great for himself, because he sells his fights and he makes money, like, off it, which is a good idea for him, like. But like, backstage I was surprised, because he's such a nice guy, he's a gentleman, like, you know. He talks very nice to everyone, like, you know, and he didn't refuse anybody for photos or anything, like.
He's a quite a high level striker, so for him to compliment you, it's a massive thing, like, you know.
And when I was warming up for the fight, like, he was really focused on it, like, you know, a couple of photos on the internet, like, he's standing around watching, like, and he's really got into it.
Yeah,
he's taking an interest in me as I was warming up for the fight.
Do you have any interest in MMA, actually?
Not yet. The heart is still at Thai boxing, like, you know, so maybe, I'm not even 19 yet, like, so.
Yeah.
Maybe in another 2-3 years, maybe. We see, like, I want to reach my goals, like, in Thai boxing first, like, and then after that, then I'll approach the MMA scene, like.
It would give you a massive advantage, that stand-up game that you have, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, if I was to do MMA, like, I'd focus on a lot of wrestling, maybe, first, and then jiu-jitsu, and then I wouldn't really focus on striking as much.
And you're used to the gloves now as well with the cage, Muay Thai, like.
Not really, no. I haven't been hit with them, so.
I suppose, your fight the last time didn't really go well.
Minute 29 seconds only.
Some performance that night. Tell it to me then, after that you went to France to fight the guy that you're fighting in Neptune in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, the fight in France, it was 7 weeks later in Paris on this, probably the biggest show in Europe with three top ties, and then I was a super fight, so the fight itself, to be honest, showed that level. It was amazing, like, you know, Best As I Am is probably the biggest production in Europe.
But it's another step up for you as well, like, you know, it's continue your progression on in your career.
Yeah, because I fought in some pretty big shows over the last 3 years, like, you know, Yakko, Smash, Super Shows in Neptune. But then, like, getting offered the fight in Paris on Best As I Am, I actually always watched the shows, like, you know, the highlights of the fights, and then I got asked to fight. When I was asked to fight, and like, I was like, Jesus, yeah, I'll take it. There's no problem there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you don't turn down these opportunities, like.
Like, talk to me about the fight. It went the full distance. He got the decision, maybe because it was a hometown thing. I don't know, but you felt you won that fight.
Yeah, in the first round, like, as always, you're not comfortable. Like, you know, I didn't feel comfortable in the first round. He was bigger than me, stronger than me, but I wasn't afraid. Like, you know, I just go in and I'm at a high level, like, so I'm going to try my best, and then. like we had a, it was back and forth the whole way to the fourth round. Second round I came out banging shots, like I was on fire, and second round I was on fire, like,
yeah.
And third round in, same thing, like I was pretty much dominating the fight in the third round. Fourth round in, both of us kind of came at each other, elbowing each other, and we actually just elbowed the head off each other for a minute. The majority of the fight was mostly elbows,
yeah.
But like, lucky it was elbow pads, because in France you have to wear them, so if there was no elbow pads, I'd probably be
busted up
10 stitches extra. Yeah.
And then, were you surprised then when the decision was announced?
Yeah, I was. I was kind of surprised because I was after damage in his leg in the second round with low kicks. I landed a lot of low kicks and they hurt him, because he even said it after the fight, like, he had to go to hospital.
Hmm.
He had to get him surgery and x-rays and stuff after that night, like, so his leg was pretty banged up. And I was kind of hoping, when I seen his leg go down the second round, I was thinking, all right, three more rounds maybe, he can't take that much pain.
Mm.
But like, he was a warrior, like he charged forward, like even with a damaged leg.
Yeah.
Like, because the muscles tore apart from the bone.
Oi.
Yeah, and I was surprised. I was like, Jesus, how did he even come forward? Because he didn't show he was hurt when he was coming at me, like, you know. But this time it's going to be a different story.
You Muay Thai guys are a different breed altogether, do you know that?
Madness. Like, I was getting kicked in the face I got two kicks in the head. First kick in the head,
yeah.
I got a teep in the face, then I got three elbows in a row. I was there going, in my head, what am I doing this for, you know? But like, these things happen, like, you know. We're at a high level, so we have to be prepared for these things.
So what have you learned from that fight that you're going to take into this one?
Train a lot harder.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. Last fight I didn't train as hard.
Why was that?
I had a knee injury.
Yeah.
I had a knee injury going into Cage Kings. I hurt it 4 weeks before Cage Kings, and it prevented me from running for like 2 weeks. So then I only had 2 weeks training for Cage Kings, ran bits and bobs, and then after Cage Kings I was after hurting my shins, so they were small but sore. So then they healed, and I started running again. But my knee was not, it was probably 80% only, and I was afraid in case...
You went for it.
Yeah, and then like... just got hurt. I was afraid in case I got injured coming up to that fight, because I didn't want to be injured coming up to such a big fight and adding to that injury, because that's a high level show. If I can perform in them shows, then I can perform in any show in the world. That's what I was hoping, not to have an extra injury carrying into the fight.
You said he was bigger than you. Is that a concern?
No. I'm not fazed by it at all. Like,
yeah.
When I seen him first, I was at the weigh-in, he kind of looked drained from the weight cut, and like, and I was hyper as always, like, you know, I'm always hyper. You know, and I seen him and I was there, Jesus, like, that must have been a struggle, because he's 6 foot nearly, like, you know. I was there going, like, I'm smaller than him, but I look a lot healthier, like, so, but the fight itself, I struggled to get over the top rope, and then next thing, I just seen his legs come over, I was there going, oh my God, what am I doing? He was really big, like, really long legs. The height didn't make a big advantage for him, like, because he was able to kick me from a further reach, and he was able to punch me in the head from a further reach. But like, I just came, every time I got a chance, I just ran in at him, like, didn't give him as much space.
And he's on your home turf this time as well, which is going to make a difference.
Yeah, Neptune. I've fought Neptune five times, in 20 fights. So I haven't lost Neptune yet. I've won two Irish titles in Neptune. I hope that on an ISK European title now, like, you know, because that's the main aspect of it now, like, go for that.
So what's the plans for 2016? I imagine it's going to be a big year for you.
We were just discussing it on the way here now, Rory. Yeah. There's a couple of big fights in the pipeline, a couple of European title fights maybe. If this one goes okay, hopefully there's another European title fight down the line. And then there's probably a couple of fights overseas as well. There's two or three fights overseas discussed already, so we have to confirm them.
Well, if you need a radio presenter to go with you, I'm your man.
Need a camera crew as well.
I'll do that as well.
Nick, you're good looking.
Ryan, I'm not going to wish you luck, because I know you're going to win in Neptune in a couple of weeks, and I can't wait to see you perform.
Thanks very much, Rory.